Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I was hoping you would have added, oh, yeah. I mean, he gave you a couple, oh, yes, at the end of the show yesterday, Harrigan. Come on.
It's never good enough, is it?
No.
All I'll say is you can talk to Dan. This is not how I treat my partner in radio broadcasting. It's a lot more respect. Okay. Oh, yeah.
There we go. All right. See, we got multiple. Oh, yeah. Come on. 2 points for you. Lighter.
Yes.
And then I want to get to the nurses' strike in the second segment. Where do you stand now on our second Secret Santa? We have the on-air Secret Santa, and now we have the radio station Secret Santa. My guess is you're going to do both. Cook didn't do the first one, so I assume he's not doing the second one. Carter didn't do the first one.
Right.
I assume he's not doing the second one. Where do you stand?
Well, of course I'm doing the Vanita Secret Santa.
I'm in.
Yeah, so are you.
Yeah, I'm in.
The second one? Honestly, that sounds like fun, too. Like a gift a day, like little fun surprises. Doesn't have to be something big. You don't have to buy it. I might empty out, like, a lot of the crap that, like, PR people send me and put a bowl on it.
That doesn't count.
No, it doesn't. Why not?
No, you can't, like...
Look, someone is going to be so happy with the coffee table book that traces the origin story of Taco John's. That is a great gift. That is a great gift.
I'll just look at some of the books
which
have been pitched to me and that we never considered putting them on.
Right. Wrap it up.
Hey.
Wrap it
Tom
up.
Tom Mooney, here's this book about 12th century Albuquerque.
I must say, until I came to work here at the radio station, I didn't realize, and perhaps it's just we're surrounded by some bitter people, but I didn't realize that Secret Santa brought out such angst and anger and feelings. So many. It just seems like a nice little team building thing. Seems nice.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Cook's not in.
I was surprised that you were in, to be honest.
I love Christmas.
Well, I know not that. Really. I mean,
too much pressure.
Too much pressure. Christmas is too much pressure. What part of it is pressure? Is it giving
trying
gifts?
Trying to get the right gifts?
Yeah, I don't feel that
Thanksgiving's
pressure.
Thanksgiving's easier.
My wife and I have a bit of a dispute on this topic because I believe, as the gift giver, if you, the giver, think a gift would be nice for someone, you don't need to overthink it. Just get it. Give it to him. Alyssa will ham and haw. I don't know if they'll like it. I don't know. Blah, blah. I'm like, you know what? What if we just bought it and gave it to him? Done. Done with it.
I think you're
I don't ham and haw
too dismissive so about the gift. I'm more Alyssa. Will they like it? I mean, what are you giving out like to people? Hey, How to Be a Better Person books. You know, I mean, just like overtones.
I mean, it's not that, but like we'll be shopping. Like we were shopping this weekend. We spent the night in downtown Minneapolis, went to like some holiday markets and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, I see something. I'm like, oh, I think your mom would like this. She's like, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I'm like, well, of course you don't know. but you just give it to her, and if she doesn't like it, hey, we'll try again next year. What's
too
the big
bad,
deal?
What you're saying.
Yes.
Not my concern.
I mean, no. I want you to like it. I'm not. Now, where do you come down on the list? This is a big thing in my family. All I'm getting are texts like, can I have the list? Do your kids have a list? What's on your list? I'm like, don't you know me? Do we have to, like, I have to place my order for a Christmas present?
We do ask a little bit. We do try to take the temperature in the family.
Yeah.
You know, but you kind of have an idea. I mean, Q's got like 150 things on his list every year.
Seth has the giant list. Always many ideas for Seth. Sam, nothing. Some sort of Arsenal jersey or Vikings jersey. It's always a team jersey. Timberwolves jersey, whatever. That's what he wants.
Okay, which child do you prefer? I'm not going there. I'll let you do that on your show.
Yep.
But which option do you like better? No idea? Or the voluminous list? Yeah. I would love the bigger list myself.
Well, a big list is good because then you have an option and it's at least a little bit of a surprise. I prefer the gift from the heart where you're looking, you're on vacation, you're like, you know who would like this? And then you get it. And when we were in Montreal, I saw a number of things, suggested them as gifts, and Alyssa shot all of them down. And I get a little irritated. I get a little like, oh, fine, forget it. You know, which is stupid.
Big fight. But I get this dialogue is why Loaves and Fishes wants to be part of this segment.
No debate.
They continue to help. Minnesotans in need. Are you capable of telling someone close to you you missed on this gift?
No. Absolutely not.
What if they ask? What if they say, I want you to tell me the truth.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Right.
I tried something different. Tell me what you think.
I'm still not telling the truth.
Yeah, I'm probably not either.
They don't.
Harrigan?
It's fine.
You willing to tell the truth?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gutsy.
Okay.
I'm willing to say, Ma, you blew it. I'm taking this. You know what? You take this back. Do better.
My mom, every time my mom. Now, my parents mostly don't give gifts anymore. It's like, here's a check, that sort of a deal. But they will, when they give a gift, my mom, it just like, it belches out of her. She can't control it. I've got the receipt. It's like, Ma, I didn't even finish taking the wrapping paper off it. Yeah, I know you have a receipt. It's fine.
I don't like giving the receipt right away. I want them to come to me for the receipt.
Oh, you want like a moment. Kiss the ring.
Look me in the eye.
What's hard is if you got say you bought something on significant sale with like a coupon or a gift credit or something, and then someone asks for the receipt, and it's like, well, I actually only spent $14 of my own money.
You think, you know, you get it. It's like a $250 gift, and it's actually $42. Yeah. And you're like, okay, I knew I didn't like this gift for a reason. I want to get to a topic another time because I've read two stories lately suggesting that Thursday is the new Friday. The more people are going out on Thursdays and Friday.
That's good.
But we'll get to that another time. I want to talk nurses strike when we come back. And I'm going to react because I didn't hear it, but I saw from the text that Adam and Jordana talked about it.
They did.
I know
you've
talked about the nurses strike. I've talked about it. Here's the part that surprised me, which I want to talk about. The anger that some of our listeners have towards the nurses in this strike. Let's explore that. If you want to chime in through a text, you can. Are you ticked off at the nurses? Do you think the nurses are demanding too much? Because I know texting isn't a perfect sample, but it stands out to
me. There's a lot of anger out there.
The venom that some people have towards nurses.
I have a theory.
Okay, good. Let's hear that. Jason is here. He'll take over at 3. You want to text right now? You can. 651-461-9226. I'm going to talk K&S right now. I want to talk about a company that is reliable, no matter what. I have been with K&S for 9 years. K&S continues to give you phenomenal financing. 0% interest for 60 months. How's that sound? Are you confident of everything you have at your house? Like, you might think, oh, I don't care about my air conditioner right now. This might be a phenomenal time to buy an air conditioner because guess what? We haven't even started winter yet, but at some point, you know, 5-6 months from now, you're going to want that AC to work. More importantly, right now is the furnace set. You can look at all these great offers with all the great products offered up with the great cooperation they have and the partnership they have with Lennox. Why not just have them out for a free 100% inspection? If it's just a tune-up, the tune-up is available to you. Come out twice a year for $189. I trust this company at my house. I think you should do the exact same, ksheating.com. Christine McVie music all day. We'll continue with that. We'll get further into the topic at 2:35. Jason's going to step in at 3:05. Joe Polad, his first radio interview at 3:35. Nurses voted Wednesday to authorize a second strike of 16 hospitals in the Twin Cities and Duluth areas if contract talks do not produce a deal in the next 10 days. That is the opening graph from a Jeremy Olson story in the Star Tribune. They had what? The 3-day strike earlier. This strike would take place December 11th until December 31st. And as I said before, as Jason's with us, when I've talked about it, when you've talked about it, Adam and Jordana today, there are plenty of sympathetic techs, don't get me wrong, who absolutely believe in nurses and support them. But a fair amount of anger, more anger than I would have expected. So you said you had a theory. Why don't you jump in before I chime in?
I think most people who are angry about this have never been in a union, have never used their own leverage, their own power to negotiate for a raise, and I think there's some jealousy. They won't admit it, but I think we have been conditioned by the man, to be honest, to think that, like, if you work hard, your boss will give you a raise and you get paid what you get paid. And it's ridiculous. They're in a union. They're using the power of a group to ask for a raise. And this is what you do. This is how it goes. So, you know, I do think the flip side of this is also absurd. They're heroic and they should get whatever they ask for. Well,
yes,
there's a business side to this as well.
We have some of those techs right now.
They are heroic. They are. But that doesn't mean that you just you get a 40% pay raise. And that's not what they're asking for. But that's not how it works either. But a negotiation, to me, this is all part of the bit. Like, you negotiate, they don't move, or they move a little bit. And so you say, well, we have to strike. And I know it's irritating to feel like, didn't they just strike a couple weeks ago? Well, it's because they're only striking for a limited number of days. Now, look, hospitals are not making a ton
longer
of money.
Longer about this time.
This one's longer.
3 weeks now.
Yeah, 3 weeks. Yeah. But, you know, 2 days doesn't get it done. 2 days was like, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're serious. And you have to show you're serious. I've been in a union since I started at CCO-TV. I've been at the negotiating table. And I have really enjoyed all the people I work for over at TV. But, you know, they're not going to pay you unless they have to. And so sometimes you have to say, and you have to ask your membership, like, hey, how serious are we about whatever this demand is?
And I think that's a fair point.
If you never fight for it, if you never threaten to strike or strike, then they know that you're never going to do it.
Yeah. If you have leverage, never use it, then why do you have it? And I think they should have that. I'll throw out two other theories. I think there are some individuals who will have one poor experience with one nurse, and it will never, ever leave them. and they'll carry that over.
Yeah.
I think also because a lot of nurses have atypical shifts, sometimes incredibly difficult shifts. But people think, wait a second, I work 5 days, I work 9 to 5. What do these folks work? Well, sometimes there's three shifts, Jason, are 16 hours a day. I think you also get people who say, well, look what's going on right now.
Yeah.
We've got COVID still out there. We've got RSV and we've got a flu. Why are you walking out now?
Right.
My comeback to that is we always have something.
Yes.
To some degree. Is it as bad as maybe it is now? Probably not, because, man, everybody I knew last week was sick. Honestly.
Yeah.
It was overwhelming. But there is no perfect time to say, guess what? Everybody's healthy. We're going to go out now. Because then you really don't have the leverage either.
Right. Teachers get the same animosity, I think. And it's also because of that last factor you raised, that there is some sort of innocent collateral damage to this deal. But I don't think you're right to argue for better working conditions or a raise or whatever you want to argue for at work. You know, that can't always be conditional on the fact that, like, well, the rest of us need this. That's I disagree that, you know, you need to look at what's going on in the world, and you don't.
No, and it's all good points.
They're asking for might be unreasonable. Like, I don't know. Yeah. That's not for me to decide. But
I thought when they were talking 30% earlier, and we went back and forth on this before, they're just setting the bar. Sometimes I think the bar was set too high.
Maybe.
I got to jump in. We're already 30 seconds late. Thank you, as always. I'll be listening later this afternoon. Jason, on at 3. Linda's construction time check is 157. Any issues with your gutters? LeafGuard brand gutters, the way to go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.